Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mahalia Bukanen, you fight for me on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 23 minutes, it is just after 2, right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello, Germany, Johan else on something else. And at 4 o'clock, he says bye-bye because it's a Friday. And Mamuko Mpomuko will be taking you through with Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. I see you, Obud Ferdinand, James Van Zyl saying, yes, sometimes people just need a hug. So true. When people are going through depression and all of these things, sometimes they just need a hug. Babu Mbuyisankomo, hello, sir. I can't see the emoticons that you sent, but siyakubingelela na wena namhlanje. Thank you so much for being with us, Baba, on this Friday. I'm now joined by Pastor Andile Kamajola. Simazi ati yenze njalo inkosi. Simazi ethi it is the same God. Simazi ethi sekwanele. We shall overcome. You know, ngidibalantoni zininzi kalokhu. Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
Hi. Swangile, hi to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I'm so happy to be here again.
Ubuyile.
After, I think, a long time, yeah.
Ubuyile futhi. And ubuya manje with new sounds as well. Sitting nyabonga, nyababaza. Tell us about that journey. Tell us about that. I mean, like, you're praising the Lord during this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think also what lockdown and everything that's happening in the country currently, what it has done for us as musicians, it's sort of given us an opportunity, you know, to, you know, relook at our material, relook at what I've done for the past 21 years, because I'm 21 years in the industry this year. And, you know, try to learn also from other genres. Well, I've always been doing that, but it has given me so much time to learn from.
Oh, Babu Machola? Oh, my. I'm not quite sure.
We just going forward.
Okay,
yeah.
we just also, lost you a little bit, Babu Machola. Mfundis, you were saying when you went out, you learned from other generals?
Oh, yes. As I was saying, this lockdown period has given me an opportunity to be able to learn from other genres and also get to learn what people like, you know, not changing the message, not changing the content of what I do, but you know, beef up a little bit on the delivery, you know, also it has given me such a task of knowing that people at this time are looking for hope. They're looking for something to lift their spirit. And if I can make Sibongile's job easy, when she gets on air, she must find a song from me that's able to, you know, lift people up and, you know, relevant to what everyone is going through. You know, as much as one may say we're now used to, you know, the lockdown, but the damage that this COVID thing has done in people's spirituality, you know, is so much, especially because people can't go to church as they have, you know, always been going to church as much as there is online and all those things. But it's not like, you know, face-to-face church kind of thing. So for me,
there's a lot of changes.
And now, abantu bakaNkulunkulu badinga kakhulu that hope, badinga kakhulu. So if music can reach them where they are, why not? So hence, again, we've got this current song that we've released this year, beginning of this year, titled Sethulile Konke, and other songs that are lifting people's hearts, yeah.
Now, tell me about Nyabonga and Nyababaza. Because, like, it's very hard for one to gubonga and babaza, you know, thanking God and even praising Him in a time like this. As you said, it has affected many spiritually and otherwise. And I'm thinking of others who are bearing their loved ones during this time. I was talking to somebody who was burying this week and next week, and in a month's time, I don't know how many burials have they attended of their own family members. And this person was saying to me, "Sbo, I am tired. I'm exhausted. I don't know what to think about God right now." So how do I get to that point where even when things are like this, ngiyababaz, ngiyambong?
Ngiyabong, yes. You know, Job says, in the book of Job, he says, "Though he slay me, yet shall I trust in him." You know, praise has that ability, you know, to be able to help one by lifting up your spirit and by reconnecting you with God and reconnecting you with that sense of gratitude, you know, that even though I may be crying, even though I may be going through what I'm going through, but I still have a heart of gratitude. There's so much that God has done. You know, we cannot write him off based on one incident or one season that we are facing currently in our life, a season of sorrow, a season of tears. We cannot judge him based on a season that we're going through. Maybe someone will say, "Well, Andele, it's easy for you to say that." Well, it's not easy. I lost my mother last year when COVID was starting. You know, the very first weekend of lockdown in South Africa, that level 5 shutdown thing, we were burying my mother that weekend. So I know what I'm talking about, that when that happened, songs like "Ngentalindumi" so carried me. Songs like "Nanoma Niyangibona" carried me, because I started looking at the grace of God and what God has done. And from there, you get that sense of gratitude that says, "Ngiyabonga." You know, "Nkulunkulu ngiyabonga," that even in this crisis, you've given me strength to hold on. You know, sometimes it's both. You just have to go to God, even if you don't, even if he's not giving you a car, a house that you've been looking for. Just say, "Lord, I just want to thank you that you've given me the strength to go from one funeral to another without breaking down." You know,
I'm sane. I still have a sane mind.
You still have a sane mind. I haven't lost my mind. Another ordinary human being going through what I'm going through would probably be in, you know, in a hospital bed somewhere, taking some tablets to be able to fall asleep or something. But I'm able to organize this funeral from this one to that one. That strength alone, I give you glory for it. And ngiyababaza umusa wakho ngaka ongenzele wona, because I don't know. Without you, none of this would be possible.
All righty then. Let's go to that song. Ka Pastor Andile Gamacholo, mfundisi uthi ngiyababaza. Noma kunje, baba, amandla onginike wona. I never would have made it without you. Ngibabaza ubukhulu bakho.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Awesome praise on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart with Miss Wengle Mofokeng. With you up until 3 o'clock, that is Andile Gamachola. Ngiyababaza. Mfundis. Man. Family, you can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. 37871 is the SMS line. Telegram, WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Angwazi ukuhlala, mangilalela. Ha, kuhlaleki phansi, akuhlaleki phansi. Kuthi ngigiye.
No, you can't. We make sure when we get into studio that we like, you know, when people are playing the song, it should be difficult for them to sit down.
Yeah.
So we're happy to hear that.
Wow. And I'm reminded as I'm listening to it, Ubabaza praising the Lord that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Which praise and worship are part of it?
Yes. You know, Small, people don't understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, the power in the praise and worship, you know. The Bible says King Jehoshaphat, when he realized that their enemies were just going to overpower them and kill,
yes,
he said, you know what? I know they're carrying guns and everything and all the dangerous weapons, but can you just call worshippers to walk in front of the army?
Mm.
And all I want them to do, I just want them to sing
before
God. And the Bible says, as the babaza, the enemies started to destroy each other, you know. You know, and that's the power of praise and worship. So we're very grateful to God.
A family member says, Spongile, I may not understand the words, but I couldn't keep down. I had to dance myself in the house. Thank you so much for that. And we understand. Over James Ferdinand Fanzil says, Sawubona mfundi. See, and he says, spiritually, this is the time to say ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. He gives us the scripture, Colossians 4, verses 2. He says, keep on praying and guard your prayers with thanksgiving. Oh, my.
Amen.
Yeah, and we forget to do that when we're going through this. But we thank God for Nina to reminding us, even through music.
Yes. And I mean, the Bible says, when the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord, you know that David was a praiser. You know? King David was a worshiper. So part of encouraging himself in the Lord was to say, Lord, I know you are mighty and you are stronger, you are powerful. I know you can give me the strength to conquer this and go through this. So praise has got that ability. Just when you praise, strength comes back. Just when you pray, when you pray, you feel that comfort. You feel that energy back. You know, I honestly, when I speak to my colleagues and say, if you want energy booster for your spirit, just pray. You know, you'll feel it coming back. As you dance, as you sing, you'll feel it coming back.
Now, Babu Kulumeng, you spoke about a song that is to come. What is it about? I know it's still coming. We are skolota. I wish we had a taste of it. Mhlambuzas nika a taste on air.
In fact, I feel very bad that you know they haven't submitted the song to you.
Yeah.
But they definitely after this interview they will.
We will get the song. Okay, tell us about that song. What is it about? Yeah.
The song is based on, I was just sitting, you know, hearing all the sad news of that, you know, passing of people and you know, all the stress and everything, realizing that for those that are still alive, for those that have made it through a first phase and second wave and third wave, they're talking of the fourth wave now. I could feel that, you know, the stress is deteriorating, and people are losing hope. People are, you know, because we are at a very critical state as well, where a pastor and the congregant, they both wearing masks because this corona can kill a pastor, this corona can kill a congregant. We're in a very critical state as well, where people who've been planning miracle crusades are wearing masks, you know? People who've been sending us safe products and everything are wearing masks because those say product, I don't mean this in a bad way, you know. It cannot help anyone right now, you know.
We need Christ right now. People.
Yes, we're in a crisis. For once in a lifetime, we are all sick of the same sickness. We are all facing the same giant. You're the big church, you're the small church, we're going through the same thing. It's the same devil. So in my spirit, I have this thing that we need to encourage the people of God and remind them that this will pass. I don't care who says what, this will pass. And when this pass one day, when this pass one day is more, we shall not thank our sanitizers, we shall not glorify our masks, we shall not glorify our supplements, those who are drinking and everything.
No,
but we shall sing of the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
That's what the song is about.
Wow.
That's what the song is about.
Ah, uskolota kakhulu. My skolot success says kupugile.
No, no, I'm telling you, when you get the song, let's call it the talk of heaven sometimes.
Wow, what powerful words, profound words that Mfundisi has just said right now. Sheila S. says, thank you so much, Mfundisi, the best weapon of praise. Yeah, during this time, that's what we need, Sis Sheila.
Amen.
Ngani Matsimela says, siyababaza umdala wentsuku. Wensuku usomandla udumo lumfanele.
Yeah. And when we say umdala wensuku, it's the ancient of days.
The ancient of days. And she says he is worthy of all our praise. Wow.
Amen.
We'll keep on praising the Lord. Mfundisi, now I'm about to play the other song yakho ethi ngiyabonga.
Amen.
Take us through the time you were writing this one.
When I was writing that song, this is someone who is looking at what God has done, the goodness of the Lord, but in the midst of things that are not going well in his life. He says, I choose to thank him. Even if some things are not going well in my life, but I choose to thank him. I choose to say, Ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga lokhu okwenzile okuhle. I'm not allowing okubi okwenzakala empilweni yami. I'm not allowing those bad moments to nullify the goodness of the Lord, to overshadow the goodness that you've been to me. I'm not allowing a valley to nullify the journey that you have taken me through. I don't want to allow it. And therefore I say, Ngiyabonga. You know, Ngiswelimlomo, even thousands of tongues would not be enough to describe how grateful I am for the things that you've done. And I find that when we do that, we really, you know, get to see God for who he is. Because God is not what we describe him to be based on our conditions and our feelings at the time. God is who he is, regardless of how we feel. And therefore, to help ourselves cope with this concept called God that sometimes we don't understand, we just have to praise him. And we just have to thank him. We just have to say, Lord, Ngiyabonga, because if I keep on complaining, you're not going to change what you're doing. You know? I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, Israelites complaining and say, look at the Red Sea. Look, it took us from Egypt. And
they didn't even get, not all of them made it to Canaan because of complaining.
Exactly. You know, because whether they complain or what, it ain't going to change God. God is still going to make that Red Sea stand in front of them until they tap their feet on the Red Sea. That's when the Red Sea will part into two. So it's just that, you know, when you say Ngiyabonga, you are encouraging yourself to serve this guy, you know, just serve him. Just serve him. When you do that, you make things easier for yourself. You make things easier for everyone around you. You make even things easier for God to say, you know what? Even when the devil comes before God and say, you know, can you just give me more? God will say, okay, it's fine. Do this and this, but don't touch her soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's still there's one thing left that God will say, it's fine, she may lose this and that, she may cry, she may do that, but there's that one thing that devil you won't touch, you know. But before we get to that, you need to have that heart of gratitude. Just think of in your bones. Even when you don't see things going well,
right.
you remember a prophet came and the prophet asked the woman, she said, how are things? The woman
and she said all is well. Well. Yeah.
She said, say all is well, knowing that the baby died.
Yes.
And she just said all is well. That in fact, that's what confuses the devil the most. When you say Nyabonga and situation should be saying to you, you should be crying, you should be cursing God, but you say, Lord, Nyabonga.
Sure, that is like really so profound. We are grateful to be talking to you this afternoon. You know, that you are encouraging the tenacity in us to continue
Amen.
Trusting in the Lord. See, be resilient even when the storms come.
Yes.
We are encouraged today and we are grateful. I wish we had more time with you.
I must come when all is over.
No, you should, Mfundisi, you should. But thank you so much for uplifting us and our spirits this afternoon. And we thank God for your music. May the Lord's hand be upon you through and through. May he touch more lives through these songs as we go through this time. We are all counted for.
Amen.
Celebrate and say, trusting in the Lord. So, yeah, may he touch more lives and to you and increase his anointing upon your life. We are grateful. For us who are looking for your music, is it all over the media platforms? Where do we find it?
People can find it from all digital stores.
Okay.
That will be your iTunes, your Google Play, your Play Store, your Joox, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you just go to your Google Space Bar, just write Andy Legamachola. It will give you, all the music. If you want maybe a specific particular song, just follow us on our pages on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Andy Legamachola fan page. Write it in full. There's two profiles. Mm-hmm. There's a personal profile and a page.
Mm-hmm.
Just write it in full. Andy Legamachola fan page. Follow us. Like the page on Twitter at Andy Legamachola. On Instagram at Andile Kamachola, on TikTok at Andile Kamachola.
Wow, Mfundisi, thank you so much. A beautiful one to you. Thank you. We are, I know, Gushutle weekend, ne? Agasazo, Mubi, Bona, Ukalimpi. But thank you so much.
I'm a male. Well, let me just take these 2 seconds to say thank you so much to you. And thank you. To Radio Pulpit for the support always and for playing my music. I'm really, really humbled and looking forward to performing on it for events in the near future.
Yay!
You know?
Yay!
I love it. I love it. But before I go, I just want to give somebody an encouragement and say, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Mm-hmm.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall not faint.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to somebody, sometimes we wait on God for things. We wait on God for cars, houses, and breakthroughs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest thing you must wait on God for is strength.
Mm-hmm.
You need strength. There is one number one commodity that is needed in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, money is needed, but right now everybody needs strength to hold on. Be able to sleep, be able to wake up the following day. May God give you that. May God grant you strength, moving from failure to failure. Others are not seeing any success. They just see failure. But may God give you strength to keep on moving until you see that success and that glimmer of hope and that ray of sunshine will come upon you. My name is Andy Lekamachola, and I love you so much. Thank you.
Mfundisi wanothandwa yithi uBud Ferdinand Van Zyl uthi angeke uhambe njengakasho inyana amagama amabili kuwe. Uthi ngilalele mfundisi wami, I'm not baking sweet cakes with you. But for sure, you are the Bible. A lot of people never read, and your spirit show me uNkulunkulu uthando, mudimu kilirato, and mudimu ndilufuno. Okay, Obud. And he says, doesn't matter what language I feel it in. Danki, I speak blessings over you. Mfundisi, a blessed one. Thank you so much. All of the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. Danko, Mfundisi, danko.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012 334 1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.